You guys ever feel like your job here is a grind?
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. I mean,
more work than people think.
I mean, I know that the walk to the jock bathroom from here can be a grind. It is over 15 steps to reach it.
Yeah. For me, it is, yeah.
So that's a struggle. But a new survey was done asking thousands of people, what would your perfect job look like?
Does it include no work? Like just getting paid for no work.
That would be your perfect job?
I don't know what my perfect job would be. This is pretty close.
Yeah, honestly, I think about that. Or if I could get paid to cry.
I
cry like emotional YouTube videos.
I was going to say.
Everything makes me cry. Or just my own thoughts.
I was going to say more flexibility in the schedule would be nice. Mm-hmm. But crying, that's cool.
I can cry at any moment.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a job out there waiting for you, Jose.
Yeah. But
when the results came in, here's how it looks. The average person's ideal job would only require them to work 26 hours a week.
Dude, it would be so perfect.
That's still too much.
Dude, that's why.
That's barely 5 hours a day.
I was going to say, that would be amazing.
I think it'd be money. Like, that would be perfect. Like, you have a purpose, but not too much of a purpose.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
It pays at least $60,000 a year.
Okay. Yeah,
and it offers 6 weeks of paid vacation.
Give it to me.
And one of the top perks that people want is not to have to work on their own birthday.
For real?
Birthday's off.
I can see that.
They are a holiday.
Can we just add Fridays to that too?
Yeah.
Okay. Birthdays
too.
And Fridays.
Yeah.
The poll also found the ideal commute would be 17 minutes long.
Okay.
And they also said comfortable chair, free coffee, a great retirement plan, and friendly colleagues.
All right. I mean,
that last one, it's just obvious we can't have everything that we want.
I
was just going to say the opposite as well, Jose. Like, we are that lucky.
Yeah, we get to work with each other.
You guys are that lucky for sure.
Oh, got it.
But anyway, let's move on to the shock collar question of the day.
That's also on a perfect job. Is that a shock collar?
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out.
Do we have a bucket?
Oh, no.
It's over here.
There's
holding a bucket full of names.
Why don't you reach over here and get it, Jeff?
Uh-oh. Okay. Wait, there is a bucket
reach,
in his
just
hand.
Just reach.
Look what you made me do, Jeff.
No bucket today. Guess we're going to do a group shot caller question.
This goes back to the friendly colleagues thing.
Yeah, that's true. Then Jake
really aggressive.
Comes in.
Yeah, rude.
Spills his coffee.
Yesterday, I told you to study, so I hope you did, because we're going back into the Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube and Instagram for today's shot caller question.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't tell us.
I didn't do that part of my job.
Yeah, I should really watch that sometime.
Each of you will get a trivia question based off a video that we did in the past year, and you'll need to get it right or you're getting electrocuted. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Let's do it.
All right.
Alexis.
Okay.
Every year on this show, we do a Super Bowl bet where everyone picks a color, and if the Gatorade dumped on the winning coach matches that color, then the person gets a Gatorade shower out in our parking lot. This past year, none of you picked the correct color, so somehow I received that shower.
It was such a good video.
Oh, God.
That was amazing.
What color was that Gatorade?
Oh, no. Oh,
I think I remember. Are we allowed to help?
Tell me what you know.
Well, all I would say is that it has to be kind of a strange color if none of us picked it.
I thought we doused him in blue.
I'm picturing Jake with his shirt off in the cold. I was like, what color was against his pale white skin?
And he had his Venmo name written on his chest.
Yeah. That's Jake in real life. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Honestly, I think I picked like purple or a weird color. Instead, I think it was a basic one. I think it was blue that got poured on you, Jake.
You said it was blue, and the Gatorade that I got covered with in 29 degree weather
for no
out in the parking lot was blue.
Yay!
Yay! Right.
Well done. So that means Alexis is safe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I am.
Brooke, back in February, we played credit card roulette, and you lost, meaning you had to clean out the disgusting break room fridge.
Oh, that's right. I don't remember anything.
Remember, at this point in the pandemic, nobody had been to the office, so the food had been sitting in there for like a year.
Yeah, old lunches that had been left
Yes.
in there.
Like moldy.
When you first opened the fridge, you compared it to a very specific smell from your past. Mm-hmm. What was it?
Think of your wedding night.
Yeah. Which is bad. I was actually thinking of ex-boyfriend's apartments.
Was it like Tom Ramen?
Or was it like baby diaper?
That sounds accurate to you because you have baby brain.
I've just had a lot of body fluids on me in my life.
I know. Sometimes you show up to work with it.
Let's not get any more specific.
I'm going to go with a dirty baby diaper.
You said the old break room fridge smelled like a dirty baby diaper, and when you opened up, You said it was similar to when you lived in an apartment where someone previously had died and they didn't find the body for 2 weeks.
Oh, yes. That is a smell I'll never forget.
Oh my God.
Except for this question.
Yeah.
Brooke is getting shocked.
Brooke gets shocked. Okay, I'm next.
Jose. At the very start of this year, we did a TikTok trend where each of you acted like another one of your co-hosts.
Oh, yeah.
For Brooke's video, she acted like you, and in it, where Jose shows up late to work but says it's not his fault, hopefully you remember the reason Brooke made up in the video to say why you were late.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
It was something really funny that, like, wasn't realistic. Like, I got lost in the garage or... Oh, man. It was a funny joke. I'll give you that already, Brooke, because I remember laughing a lot at it.
I can't tell you.
I think the funniest jokes...
I help you. You're not going to help me. Wow.
I think we all remember what it was because the funniest jokes tend to be kind of true.
I'm going to say traffic, but I'm not confident at all.
You said the reason that Brooke's
version... Thanks for the no help, by the way.
Yeah. This was straight from your life.
Yeah. You said the reason that Brooke's version of Jose was late was traffic, and the reason Brooke's version of Jose was late was I lost my apartment.
I thought it was
I couldn't find my car either.
She ran in the tour and said, I'm sorry I'm late, it's not my fault, but I lost my apartment.
I did before I had a parking spot, so
it was
my
fault.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. Alright, so now Brooke and Jose are going to be getting shocked.
Jeffrey, earlier this summer we posted a video where during a commercial break, Brooke struggled to figure out the title of a song that was stuck in her head. She tried unsuccessfully to sing the lyrics, and all of you looked at her like she was nuts.
I remember!
Until she pulled up the actual song on her phone. Tell me, what song was it?
Jeff was the one that was even mocking me the most, if I remember correctly.
We were all dying.
What an idiot.
I'm trying to think of songs that Brooke, like, sings in the office that, like, damages my ears.
Yes,
the Indigo Girls.
Like, I wouldn't know one of their songs. Yeah.
It's not
I'm such an idol.
I don't know. John Legend.
You're guessing John Legend. Brooke, do you want to give a rendition of the song that was stuck in your head?
We all should.
I actually can't remember. Who's
Your House Keeper?
Who's
Your House Keeper? What you keep in your house?
And we were like, what are
that
you
That may
doing?
Be early 2000s.
That
what
was
is that?
Roll Out by Ludacris.
Roll Out.
Me and my homies. Roll Out.
Yeah, still nothing.
So Brooke, Jose, and Jeffrey will all be getting shocked today.
Yay, take that.
All right, and somebody wanted to hear us sing the song Easy On Me by Adele.
Oh, God.
Can we just sing the easy part?
I know.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Go
easy. Oh, no. Okay. Ending it. That was literally so bad.
What a weird look back at the past year.
Yeah. Use your house.
And Alexis did not go easy on us.
Yeah, we should have sang that.
That's what we should have sang.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone taps coming up in just a few minutes.